This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Yom Tov. Welcome everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Ksuba, Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Braisa on Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. It says if somebody stole a wallet on Shabbos, so you're chayiv for stealing. There's a monetary payment for stealing. And you're also chayiv for Shabbos. So the halacha is the death penalty does not exempt you from the monetary payment because you already incurred the monetary payment before you came to the Isser of Skila. So in other words, even though normally we say Kim Leib de Rabba Mine, but we don't say it in this circumstance because you were chayiv for the Gneva beforehand. However, if you were dragging it, then you're pater because you're not chayiv for stealing until you take it out of the Rishus of the original owner. And at that point, that's the chiyuv, the monetary chiyuv and the chiyuv of Shabbos happen simultaneously. So the Gemara originally asked the question that why are you chayiv for stealing? Why don't we say hagbah is a tzorech of hoitzah? Lifting it up is needed for carrying. Tosfos points out that this is not a question on the if you hold that the lamdus of it is only applicable when it's irrevocable, when you can't take it back. But this is a question, according to the Man D'Amar, that you can't place it down without an Akira, so therefore the original Melecha Shabbos began when you lifted it up. So Gemara had a question, why are you in fact Chayev? So Gemara wanted to say, well, you're Chayev because you picked it up, but you never had in mind to desecrate Shabbos until later. So then the Gemara says, well, then you're not desecrating Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, we're talking about where you picked it up. You picked it up and you stopped not to shoulder it, but rather to rest. And that's why you're putter. So the Gemara asks, well, if you stopped to shoulder it and not to rest, then in fact you would be putter. So then instead of saying if you dragged it, you're putter, just say when are you chayiv if you stopped to shoulder it. But if you stopped to rest, then you're putter. So the Gemara falls off of it, and this is where our Amud begins on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis on the third line. It says Gemara Elohamani, who does this go like? Ben Azai hi. This goes like Ben Azai. The Amar who says, Mahalach Koime Dami. Ben Azai says that walking is like stopping. Ben Azai has a very unique shita when it comes to Inyanei Shabbos. Ben Azai says that when you take a bunch of steps, each time you take a footstep, that's an Akira, and every time you put the foot down, it's a Hanacha. So therefore, the original Akira was when you picked up the wallet, but the Hanacha was when you took the next step, when you put your foot down. So therefore, first came, we're talking in Ben Azai Shita, the placing of your foot down was Mavatel, so to speak, the first Akira. This is going like Ben Azai, who says, Mahalach Ka'oime Dami. Says Gemara, Avo Zoyrek Mai. What would the halacha be if you threw it? Then you would be pater. The reason why you're chayiv is because, according to Ben Azai, walking is like stopping. But if you would have thrown it, then you would have been pater. So Gemara asks, why do you have to distinguish by saying, well, if you dragged it, you're pater. Just say if you threw it, you're pater. Niflug v'nisne bedida. Just differentiate within the case itself. When are you chayiv if you are walking? Aval zerk, but if you threw it, pater. Says Gemara, it wanted to pick a case of dragging to teach me a chiddush that dragging is considered a regular way to carry something. Says Gemara, megarer v'yoytzei itztrichalei. It needed to teach me a chiddush of dragging. Sakadai techaminu, because I would have thought, ein derech hoytzah bekach. It's not usual to carry out like that. Kamash Malon, that dragging is a normal way to carry out, and therefore, you would have thought dragging is not a normal way to carry, and then you're not chayiv for Shabbos. So the chiddush is dragging is a normal way to transport something. So the Gemara says, Uvamai, how did you drag it out? Ibaravravi, what are you dragging here? Ibaravravi, if it's a large object, or chehu, then it is normal. Of course it's normal to drag something. Ibazuchi, if it's small thing, lav or chehu, then it's not normal. So what do you mean it's trying to teach me a chiddush that it's normal? Mimanavshach, if it's a large object, obviously it's normal. If it's a small object, it's not normal. A little bit, see, it's talking about a middle-sized object. You would have thought it's not normal. The chiddush is, it is normal. So Gemara asks, but where did you take it out to? Uda afkel hecha, where did you carry it to? Ida afkel shus harabim, if you took it out to a public domain, then there'll be an Isser Shabbos. But there's no Isser Geneva. So what's it saying that... What's it saying that if you drag it, then you're putter because the Isser Shabbos and the Isser Geneva happens at the same time. But if you took it out to Rosh Hashanah, there is no Isser Geneva because we know Meshicha is not Chayiv when you drag something to Rosh Hashanah. Isser Shabbos Ika, Isser Geneva Leka. There's an Isser Shabbos. There is no Isser Geneva. Meshicha is not effective in Rosh Hashanah. Ida Avgel Rosh Hashayachid, if you dragged it to a private domain, Isser Geneva Ika. There's an Isser Geneva, but there's no Isser Shabbos because you dragged it from a Rishus Hayachid to another Rishus Hayachid. Isser Geneva, Ika Shabbos Leka. There's no Isser Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you know what we're talking about, like Tzricha, this is only needed for the following case. The Afgei Letzide Rishus Harabim. You took it off, you took it out to the sides of the Rishus Harabim, where they would make, in order that the Rishus Harabim would not damage property on the private domain, they made like these boulders on the side of the road, and beyond that is considered a simta, which is called Sidei Rishus Harabim. So, in other words, so there is an Isser Shabbos because you're taking it from a Rishus Hayachid to somewhat of a Rishus Harabim, but you could still be koine there because it's not a full-fledged Rishus Harabim. So Gemara asks, come on, who does this go like? If this goes like Rabbi Lazar, who says that Tzidei Rishus Harabim is like Rishus Harabim, Isser Shabbos Ika, Isser Geneva Leka. According to Rabbi Lazar, that the sides of Rishus Harabim is like Rishus Harabim. So yes, there'll be an Isser Shabbos because you're taking it from your friends Rishus Hayachad to Rishus Harabim, but there's no Isser Geneva. Because again, Meshicha is not effective in a Rishus Harabim. Meshicha is not effective in Rishus Harabim. So if it's going like Rabbi Lezer, who says the sides of Rishus Harabim are like Rishus Harabim, so there'll be an Isser Shabbos because you're taking it out to a public domain, but there won't be an Isser of stealing because Meshicha is not effective in Rishus Harabim. Ikarabanan, if it goes like the Rabbanan, the Amri, Tzidei Rishus Harabim, Lavka Rishus Harabim, that the size of Yishlaim is of a Rishus Harabim is not like a Rishus Harabim, so then there'll be an Isser of Geneva because you're doing Meshicha and Rishus Hayachid, Isser Geneva Ika, there'll be an Isser Geneva, Isser Shabbos Leka, there's no Isser of Shabbos. Says Gemara, Lo'olam K'Rabbi Lazar, really it goes like Rabbi Lazar, who says, Tzidei Rishus Harabim is like Rishus Harabim. So we asked, so then there's an Isser Shabbos, but there's no Isser Geneva. Because Meshicha is not effective, says Gemara B'chiyamer Rabbi Lezer, Tzidei Rishus Harabim, Rishus Harabim Damu. When does Rabbi Lezer say that the size of Rishus Harabim is like Rishus Harabim? Hani mili le'inyin chiyuva de Shabbos. That's only regarding Shabbos. We say the size of Rishus Harabim is like Rishus Harabim. Why? De zimnin de dachki rabim va'ayli lahasam. Because sometimes the rabim will push and go up there. So therefore we say the sides of Rishus Harabim are like Rishus Harabim. But regarding Kinyan, Aval Inyan, Mikna Kani, but regarding Kinyan, the Meshicha will work. My Taima, the Haloi Shchichi Rabim. What's the reason? Because the Rabim is not Shchiach. So therefore a Kinyan works. So we're saying it's going like Rabbi Lezer, that Tzidei Rishus Harabim is like Rishus Harabim. That's only Legabe Shabbos, but not Legabe Kinyan. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says a different case. Ravashi says, You know what the case is? Again, we were asking if you dragged it, in the case of dragging, what was the case, right? The Gemara says, what was the case of dragging? The Gemara says, where exactly did you drag it? In Rishus HaRabim, there's no Geneva. In Rishus HaYachid, there's no Isser Shabbos. So the Gemara says the following possibility. It says, Gemara, V'ashi Omer k'goin shetzireif yadoi lamata mishloisha. You joined your other hand below three tfachim from the ground. V'kiblu, and you received it in that hand. You pushed it with one hand, and into the second hand, three tfachim near the karka, and you dragged it into that hand, and your hand is koinet. Really, you're dragging it into Rishus HaRabim. I, Meshicha, does not work in Rishus HaRabim. In this case, where you're dragging it into your hand, it works. Why? Because the same way, if you drag it into Rishus HaYachid, the Meshicha works, because that's a private domain. Your hand is considered like a private domain. Ravashi Amar, Kagon Shatzireif, Yadoi, Lamata, Mishloisha, where you lowered your hand and you adjoined it less than three tfachim, the kibla, and you received it in that hand. Kedarava, like Rava said, Damar Rava, Yadoi, Shal Adam, Chashuvalai, Ka'arba, Larba. Person's hand is considered like four tfachim by four tfachim. Rav Acha, okay, so that's Rav Ashi's answer. Rav Acha Masni Hachi. Rav Acha learned like Rav Ashi. They were talking about where you put it into your hand. Ravina Masni, Ravina learned, La'olam da'afke l'shus harabim. Ravina learned where you took it in Rishus HaRabim, and that which we asked, but Meshicha doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim. Rav Acha, Ravina holds Rishus HaRabim Nami Kana. Ravina holds the following chiddush. Meshicha, in fact, does work in Rishus HaRabim. Meshicha works in Rishus HaRabim. Obviously, Rav Ashi holds Meshicha does not work in Rishus HaRabim. Rav Acha holds Ravina holds that you took in Rishus HaRabim, and Rishus HaRabim, it is Kaina. Right? Not like Rav Ashi, no? Not like Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi learns that you dragged it into your hand, because Rav Ashi holds Meshicha does not work in Rishus HaRabim, and Rava, following the reasoning of Rava. Rav Acha holds like Rav Ashi, and Ravina holds that Meshicha works in Rishus HaRabim, not like Rav Ashi. V'tarvayu b'diyuka d'hamasis kamafagei. Both Rav Ashi and Rabbi Acha, their machlokes is dependent on how you read the following Mishnah. Because they make diyukim in the following Mishnah. It says as follows. Haya moishchai, if you were dragging an item, v'yoytzei, and taking it out. Let's say you were stealing your friend's animal. You were pulling it out and taking it out. Umeis b'rishus harbalim, and it died in the owner's domain. Pater. You're pater. Why? You were never koined, because the meshicha you were doing is in his rishus. Higbiyai, if you did hagba, oisha hoitsiyai mershus balam, or if you took it out of the rishus of the owner, umeis, and he died, and the animal died, chayiv your chayiv. So we have two cases. If you did meshicha, the ganav is pater. If you did meshicha on an animal, and the animal died in the rishus of the balam, then the ganav is pater. If you lifted it up, or you took it out, and the animal died, your chayiv. So Ravina, Ravina, who holds Meshicha works in Rishus HaRabim, Dayik Me Reisha. He's Medayik from the Reisha, that Meshicha works in Rishus HaRabim. Rav Acha Dayik Me Seifa. Rav Acha is Medayik from the Seifa. Ravina Dayik Me Reisha. Hayam Moishchai, if you were dragging it, Viyotse, and taking it out, Umesin Adad Rishus Balam, in the owner's Rishus Pater. Taima Demes Rishus Balam. The reason you're Pater is because it died in the owner's domain. If you took it out of the Rishus Balam, even though you took it into Rishus Harabim, Umes Chayiv. Because Ravina, this is Ravina's Diak, that Meshicha is effective in Rishus Harabim. Because it's the only reason you're Pater is because it died in the Rishus HaBa'alam. But if you took it out even to Rishus HaRabim, you'd be Pater. Rav Acha daik mi seifa. Rav Acha is medaik from the seifa. Higbihoi, if you lifted it up, Oisho Haitziyoi, or you took it out. Now, it's grouping together, taking out and lifting up. Haitza dumya dahagba. Taking out, similar to lifting up. Ma hagba da'ase just like lifting up where it came into his rishus, just like lifting up your chayav because it comes into your rishus. Afaytza nami da asa l'shuse. So to taking out is only chayav when it comes into your rishus, namely in rishus hayachid, but not in rishus harabim. So Rav Acha's medayik that it's dafka when it comes into your rishus dumya dahaytza. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha kasha reisa. According to Rav Acha, it's a question on him from the Reisha, because the Reisha is mashma. The reason why you're pater is because it's in the Rishus Haba'olim, but if it would not be, you would be chayiv, which implies Mashicha works under all cases. And the Ravina kasha seifa, according to Ravina, the seifa is a kasha. It's mashma, it's only if it comes into your Rishus. Says Gemara, Reisha, Rav Acha like kasha. Reish is not a kashan Rav Acha. Aye, it's mashma. The reason why your putter is because it was in his rishus. But if you would have taken it out, even to rishus harabim, you would be chayiv. Says the Gemara. Reish Rav Acha like kasha. Kama dolei asi l'shusei. So long as it doesn't come into your own rishus. Rishus Bailim Krinabe. It's called the Rishus of the Bailim. Meaning like this. Ravina's diak was, it's only because it died in the Rishus Balim. But if you would have taken out from the Rishus Balim, you'd be chayiv. Yeah. But so, until you bring it into your Rishus, your personal Rishus is considered in the Rishus Balim. Even taking into Rishus Harabim is considered Rishus Abalim. It's not his physical possession, but it's still under his authority. That's how Rav Acha will deal with Ravina's Diyak. Seifa, the Ravina like Kasha, the Seifa, which is Mashma, that just like Hagba is when you take into your own Rishus, so to Meshicha and Haitzah, no, Haitzah, Dumya, the Hagba, Le'amina, we don't compare taking out to lifting up. Lifting up, in fact, is when it's in your own rishus, but taking out is even if it's not in your rishus. Even if you would merely bring it into a rishus harabim, you would also be chayev. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We will pick it up next week, regular schedule. That's Monday and Tuesday. If anybody's in the neighborhood, second day Yom Tov schedule, we're going to chazar Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, before Mincha on Wednesday, and Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis before Mincha on Tuesday. If anybody wants to join us, we have very important subjects tonight between Mincha Maariv about Kriyas Yamsuf and Hanhagas HaYichud, new information, as well as tomorrow night and the following evening. We have beautiful Divrei Torah. Everybody's cordially invited to join us. Achag Kashuv Sameach, Agud Yom Tov Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.